This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here with The Real Side. That's right, The Real Side, the only real side, the only show that really, truly brings you the issues that not many others are talking about, right? Well, okay, today everybody's talking about the coronavirus, and we are too. We're going to be doing that as well. Tom Del Beccaro is going to join me after the break, after the first break, to talk to me a little bit about how the administration is handling this, you know, compared to other administrations. And then Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join me in the next hour. We're going to discuss the differences in the numbers of the, you know, we hear how bad this is, how bad it's been handled, how it's going to wipe out society as we know it. And really, if you think about flus of the past, what's happened before, it's just as bad. And I don't mean it's just as bad. I mean, it's this is not, okay, just as bad was the wrong word. The other ones were worse than this one. This one is not just as bad as the rest of them. When you see the numbers coming across, the people that died from the regular, you know, I don't know what to call it, but the seasonal flu, the expected flu, the one we pretty much get every year. So it's not, this is not like, oh my God, look what happened. It's not how it works. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know if this is a coincidence or what, but think about today. Anybody know what today is? Come on, figure it out. You know what Friday the 13th is? What it was? How it came about? I'm telling you, many people get freaked out by Friday the 13th. They don't even know what it is. You know, many, they don't go out, they don't walk on the ladders. I mean, how many people, how many of you raise your hand? How many of you actually go out walking on the ladders all the time? In all sincerity, really. I don't go looking for ladders to walk under. I don't go looking for people's houses to see who's got a black cat, right? I mean, this is, the Friday the 13th has been considered the day of bad luck forever. Forever. It was inspired in the late 19th century by a secret society, an early 20th century novel, a horror film franchise. Got it. I mean, I saw the original one. I saw it when it broke. You know, when it first came out. I guess not broke, but first came out. Right? And there's two terms for this that I can't pronounce either one of them. Periscavidica triaphobia. Oh, my God. Frigate. Triskaidiophobia, whatever. Two terms. Anyhow, the fear of Friday the 13th is basically what it boils down to. Just like walking under a ladder, crossing paths with a black cat, or breaking a mirror, many people hold fast to the belief that Friday the 13th brings bad luck. Nobody knows why, though. No, seriously. If you ask anybody, how did it start? Probably one in about 22 people could tell you. Because it's all different stories all over the place. Western cultures historically associate the number 12 with completeness. There are 12 days of Christmas, 12 months in the zodiac sign, 12 labors of Hercules, 12 gods of the Olympus, 12 tribes of Israel, just to name a few examples. But now 13 has a long history of being a sign of bad luck, right? The ancient code of Hammurabi, for example, reportedly omitted the 13th law from its list of legal rules. Many of the buildings you see today don't have a 13th floor. Right? I'm not going to try to read the term again. Now, according to biblical tradition, 13 guests attended the Last Supper, held on Maundy Thursday, included Jesus and his 12 apostles. You forgot the butler, the waiter, the waitress, whatever they had. Right? The next day was Good Friday because, as some of you know, they were down to 12 again. The seating arrangement at the Last Supper is believed to have given the rise to the longstanding Christian superstition that having 13 guests at a table was a bad omen. I have never heard that. In all my years as a Catholic or a Christian or whatever, I've never heard that. Now, Friday's negative association are weaker. Some have suggested they also have roots in Christian tradition, just as Jesus was crucified on Friday. It was also known to be the day that Eve gave Adam. How do you know that? Wouldn't God have a calendar back then? No, really, seriously. Hey, Lucifer. No, today's Thursday. That tomorrow. Do that tomorrow. Really? Friday was also said to be the day Eve gave Adam the fateful apple from the tree of knowledge, as well as the day Cain killed his brother. Where do they get this stuff? I mean, was there a Monday through Friday? Actually, Sunday through Saturday? No, I don't believe so. Now, the 13 Club, in the late 19th century, a New Yorker named Captain William Fowler, he sought to remove the enduring stigma surrounding the number 13, and particularly the unwritten rule about not having 13 guests at a dinner table. He founded an exclusive society called the 13 Club. The group dined regularly on the 13th day of the month in room 13 of the Knickerbocker Cottage, a popular watering hole. Before sitting down for the 13-course dinner, God, I'm in. Where do I sign up for this? Members would pass beneath the ladder and a banner reading whatever. It was written in Latin. For those of us who are about to die, we salute you. Oh, my God. Four former U.S. presidents, Chester, Arthur, Grover Cleveland, Benjamin Harrison, Teddy Roosevelt, also would join the 13 Club ranks at one point or another. And an important milestone in history of Friday the 13th legend in particular, not just a number, occurred in 1907 with the publication of the novel Friday the 13th, written by Thomas William Lawson. The book told the story of a New York City stockbroker who plays on superstitions about the date to create chaos on Wall Street and make a killing on the market. That's not the one I remember. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tom Del Beccaro joins me after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? the client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Let me bring on one of my favorites. I always have a good time. I have a good time with him because he can take a joke. You know what I mean? And I don't have to worry about him getting offended and hanging up. You can't hang up on people anymore like you used to. I used to love the sound of hearing that click or the phone hitting the receiver really hard. You can't do that anymore. Anyway, Tom Del Vaccaro joins me. He's the author of The Divided Era, How We Got Here and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. He's a speaker, the former California Republican Party chair, and he joins me to discuss what else? What else is there? There's nothing else going on except for the coronavirus. Right, Tom?
Well, first of all, it's great to be back on. I got to talk to you about the went to some amazing Italian restaurants in Queens. But look, yeah, it has become the story, no question about it. And part there's some partisanship in it, to be sure. There is some unknowns,
but Tom,
I think it's exposing the fact that Americans are not ready. America is not ready for a true crisis.
But is it? You know, you said it was partisanship, and I get what you're saying. But is it defensive partisanship? And when I say that, what I mean by that is they're coming down hard on Trump and the Trump administration, and you know, ipso facto Republicans at that point in time. Why? Because he didn't move fast enough. He's not ready for all of this. Like he's been in charge
That's
for 150
laughable,
years.
By the way.
Well, it is laughable, and when you think about the numbers from Well, you and I were talking about it during the break. When they talk about the Ebola outbreak back in, 2014, it was going to affect a million people. It was going to kill a million people. What do we end up with? 30,000 dead? And not that that's an acceptable number, but they hyped it so much. Why should we believe them now?
Well, that 30,000 worldwide. Listen,
yes.
you should not, quote-unquote, believe them. They create these algorithms of how far they think it will advance. They're currently working off 2.5 people will get it for every one that currently has it. But these diseases have a cycle to them. You know, a certain amount of people get it, and it has a life cycle. We're fortunate as a country that this is occurring in the March time frame instead of January, because this virus is in the, you know, there's a flu season. There's a reason why the flu dies out after a certain period of time.
That's right.
We'll benefit from that. But look, Trump's already declared a national emergency. The Obama administration waited until over a million infected with the swine flu and 12,000 deaths. 12,000 deaths before they declared an emergency.
Yep.
Look, you know this and I know this. We are so divided. I think someone should write a book on that. We are so divided.
They can call it the divided era, too. I think that's a great idea. Yeah. I'm sorry.
We are so divided that they make partisanship out of everything now.
Yeah.
There is no respite from it, and that's where we are. And you know, look, Trump, first of all, he was attacked for when he shut down the travel from China quickly.
Right.
He was attacked
yep.
as being, oh, that's bad, you shouldn't do that. And it turns out that was exactly the right thing to do. And 70% of all current cases are tied to travel within the EU. And so he moved quickly. He's moved again to cut it off. And, you know, he won't get any credit for it. But look, since September, two significant things have occurred with respect to polling, and both are out of Gallup. At the start of September, which is the start of impeachment, the Democrats had a 32-29 lead over Republicans in party identification. That is now 30 Republican and just 23 for the Democrats. A 10-point swing, that is enormous. Going into an election season,
wow.
That is look, I've been studying this stuff for years. That is enormous. A similar movement in approval rating among the parties in Congress. The Republicans are up to 30, and the Democrats are down, all the way down to 25.
Wow.
If those numbers were true on election day, that would result in the House flipping back. I have said for a long time that it's more likely than not the House would flip again. And the reason why some of this is occurring, part of it is, of course, impeachment, but the Democrats have such a negative agenda, and they attack no matter what. And sensible people know that the current status of coronavirus and what has gone on is not the Trump administration's fault, and the partisanship that they are attacking him with isn't going to make it. Now, part of that swing also relates to how the Democratic 2020 presidentials are viewed, which is not good.
But stop for a second. The one thing you kind of jumped over was it looks like the black voter, the black community, is well on board the Trump train in many ways, and it's very broad, it's very wide with male and female.
Latino community, too. Latino community.
And the rank and file Dems that I'm talking, what I refer to as the day-to-day Democrats, the rank and file, they're burned out, too. They don't know what their party's doing. Now, none of them have said to me, well, I'm going to vote for Trump because I'm mad at my party. But many of them are going, I don't even know what to do because I don't know what my party's doing. I mean, you're hearing that, too, right?
Yeah. Look, elections are about the future. What are you doing to secure my future? And right now, and look, the out party struggles with this. The Republicans struggled with this. They were ill-defined, weren't doing well after Obama got elected. They were very much negative for a significant period of time. They didn't do well when McCain was the nominee because he didn't have really a good agenda. The same was true even during Romney. They were fighting over what to do. That is normal in history for the out party. But the Democrats are approaching their eighth year and their fourth year here, their intensity of their negativity is not helping them.
No, not at all. Not, and again, even among their own, it's not helping them. But you know, and they totally ignore the real numbers. They totally ignore what's really happening and the fact. And I'm amazed, though, Tom, and you've seen this. Even when I see them on talk shows, even when I see what they write and put out there, they will, you can look them right in the face and say, yes, but there's two of you standing there. They look next to themselves, they see another person, they go, no, there's not, there's five. They just, they won't admit to the truth to try to work together. You said at the beginning of this. This would have been a perfect example for the Dems to step back and say, look, we put this bill. What the heck is it, on the other side of the break, we'll talk about it. A 127-page bill for this? Really? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Tom Messina, your host, just in the real side. Don't go far. Tom Del Vaccaro is going nowhere. And he's talking about writing this book called, A Divided Era, How We Got Here and the Keys to Americans' Reconciliation. You'll find it on Amazon during the break. It'll only take you a minute to buy it. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Speaking in the White House Rose Garden, President Donald Trump declared a national emergency for the coronavirus.
To unleash the full power of the federal government in this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency. The action I am taking will open up access to up to $50 billion of money for states and territories and localities in our shared fight against this disease.
President Trump also announced a new series of measures to combat the coronavirus and treat those who are affected while pushing back on criticism that his administration was unprepared to confront the pandemic. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled, soared, and then closed with a gain of 1,900 points after President Donald Trump declared a national emergency. The S&P 500 went up a gain of over 6%, and the NASDAQ spiked by 5.5%. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Well, it's early yet.
How lucky can one guy be?
Oh, and
I kissed her and she kissed me.
Here's a song that's going to have to change soon.
Like,
you know, with all the politically correct boneheads that we have out there that want to change all those Christmas songs, you realize that they're going to tear apart all the Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra songs. You know, did he have permission before he kissed her? You know, all the just crazy stuff. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And Tom Del Vaccaro joins me. He's the author of Divided Era, How We Got Here and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. You did buy that during the break, I hope. He's also a speaker and former California Republican Party. Was there a California Republican Party? Is there one here in California, Tom?
Not doing enough. I'll go that far with you.
Oh, God. Hey, did you catch Uncle Joe's nonpartisan speech the other morning that was very partisan?
He's ridiculous. I mean, my last speech for Fox, and you can get it at Political Vanguard. Look, they're like infatuated with this guy again. He tanked last April. Remember, he was the presumptive nominee. They told everyone, Joe Biden's this, that, and the other thing. Don't you worry. You know, and he started campaigning. As soon as he got on the trail, people realized he's a terrible candidate. He's always been a terrible national
candidate.
I know. And he just immediately started tanking. Then they went for Elizabeth Warren. Kamala Harris had her day. Then, you know, it was going so bad, Mike Bloomberg got back in it, right? Mike Bloomberg and his money, he was great. I said all along he didn't want a debate. Proof of that came with what happened. He was slaughtered by Warren.
Yep.
And then they panicked because my basic analysis with Bernie Sanders all along was, as long as there was enough people in the race, he was going to, his solid 30% was going to win primaries. Well, he started winning primaries, and they panicked.
Oh, yeah.
Never before in history have two candidates who did so well just leave the race, like Klobuchar and Buttigieg, but they left. And now they're stuck with Joe. And Joe's not up to this physically.
No.
I don't think he's up to it mentally.
No.
He's never been an inspiring candidate. His gaffes are now legion and significant. And Maybe he's, I don't know if he wants to be worse than Bernie.
Tom, if he, not wishing anything on the man, so, and I'm not making fun of him, but if he truly has dementia or early onset Alzheimer's, all right, I mean, this is really nasty to put him up in front of Trump, because once the pressure's on, he's going to have a problem. And this party of diversity, look, we have two old white men that are up there, that are at the top for the Democrats, and Pelosi was upset last week that there was no woman. Is Tulsi Gabbard a transgender or something? We don't know it. I mean, they've totally dissed her.
Yeah, no.
God bless. All right. As is typical fashion of the Democrats, you know, they try to pass this bill, 127 pages. I've always been one. I know I'm living in fantasy land, but I think bills should be clean. They should only deal with the issue at hand or what have you. Pelosi tried to slide in the abortion clause in there, you know, to make that happen and take the power away from the president to stop travel. I mean, this is unreal that they were able to make this happen. I mean, not make it happen, but they tried to make it happen. And yet, rank and file doesn't seem to be upset about it from what I see out and about. What do you say?
Well, first of all, I want to go back to Nancy Pelosi saying, you know, she did the obligatory thing. They are the party of identity politics.
Yes.
And look, the reason why you're left with two old white guys is one guy has a really strong constituency. He just does. And he's run before. And they're dedicated. That's why I picked him to win. I didn't think that they would broker a convention so early, but they did.
Yeah.
And the other guy is a known quantity as well. But the other candidates, you know, Elizabeth Warren lost because she doesn't have a natural constituency. She's not as left as Bernie. She's not as, quote, moderate. She's not a new face in some regards. And she didn't have a national constituency, so she didn't do well, right? By the way, Bloomberg tanked because he doesn't have a national constituency. He doesn't have a series of people who are dedicated to him. This is, you know, to run for the presidency is very hard. You have to have that natural base, and he didn't have it. A lot of others didn't either, including the women. But let me tell you, Amy Klobuchar did well. She's got a future. Kamala Harris is young enough she can try and come back from a very bad outing. But, you know, look, it's not surprising to me that people have run for president before are still in the race, because you have to run and lose usually in a race for president, because you have to have a national constituency.
Tom, but even the look in Bloomberg's face when we had our first debate, if you would, the fact that he was looking out there and couldn't believe that he couldn't connect with the people, that they didn't like him, that he wasn't getting it. I mean, it was almost sad. It was almost, you know, I wanted to go up and give him a hug and pull him off stage and protect the guy. You know what I'm saying?
I can't stand him. I never liked him at any level. And I was cringing for him. I mean, if only I happen to be from New York, you know that, you know, yes. I'm a New York Jet fan.
I know.
If only the New York Jets could sack people like Warren sacked Bloomberg. It was unbelievable crush. But he was not up for it.
No.
You know what? I couldn't even believe he came out and said, I'm a manager. I can do this. No. Presidents are not managers. They're leaders. I was embarrassed by his team who even came up with, I'm a manager? What is this?
Who wrote that?
Let me just tell you how dumb that is. Can I please tell you how dumb that is?
Go for it.
Half the people with jobs don't like their manager. Why would you use that word? I'm dead serious.
I know.
The other half know you should have a leader, not a manager. I mean, I couldn't even believe how bad his candidate. But the point is,
yes,
the Democrats are now almost stuck with this guy. And Bernie Sanders shouldn't get out, because I'm not sure that Joe Biden can make it all the way. And people listening to you say, oh, I'm being mean-spirited, whatever. Let me ask you a question. Last week, he said he was an Obama.
I know.
Democrat. Can I ask you a question? Have you ever mangled your own name? In
no.
that regard?
No, not even when I've had too much to drink. I have not mangled my name. Seriously.
So he does not have the physical capacity to do this. No. I'm not sure the exact reason. But
they're behind him.
Be
Tom.
Happy with this guy.
Tom, here's what I'm concerned about. You've got more experience with this than I do. But I keep looking at what's happening. They want Joe Biden. I think they're going to go for a brokered, a brokered convention, and somebody else is going to step in. They've got nothing to lose because they've got nobody anyhow.
Well, look, can he get to 1991 anyway when they start protecting him? It's possible. But I tell you right now, I would not be shocked under any circumstance if he was not the nominee. Because I think he's going to implode at some level.
And then
they may stop Bernie for now, but they may not be to the promised land, which is a good enough candidate.
I don't know what was Bernie trying. What was Bernie trying to do the other morning when he came out and he said, "Look, I don't really see a path to get the nomination. However, we're not giving up till the end." And what I want to hear from Joe is, and he made a list of questions for Joe. Was he setting Joe up? Was he handing Joe a softball, something he can come back with? I mean, that totally perplexed me. I got to tell you.
That was an interesting thing, but he threw the gauntlet down, and Joe's not going to be able to answer it. He can't even read prepared lines at this point.
I know.
So, in the immortal words of somebody, stay freaking tuned because this has got a while to go.
All right, Tom. So I catch you regularly on Fox News now. I catch you regularly online. Your book, A Divided Era, you can still get that on Amazon.com. Correct.
Absolutely, and it's becoming more prevalent than ever. As you look at the parties are pulling farther and farther apart. The Democrats are the party of government and government spending. And so, look, this is going to be an interesting year, but at the end of the day, the Democrats have to move away from a negative agenda if they expect to do well. And the Republicans, if they have a healthcare alternative, can take back the House.
You are such an optimist. Seriously. Do you want the Dems to come out of their negative hole? Give me... We're going to a break. Anyway, Joe Mastino, your host. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you.
Tom Del Picaro, always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You listen to the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always enjoy with Tom, John. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. They really do mean that. I mean, I appreciate the time you're spending with me, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Yes, I am going to probably coronavirus you to death, if you would. And I say that because I want to make sure these numbers get across to you. I don't want you just spewing out the side of your mouth things that you might have saw on your Twitter feed or heard or whatever. I want to make sure you have the right info. You know where to go to look for this. First and foremost, though, I want to drive another point home. Trump's been right about this all along. Let me think about it. He's been right about the trade with China. And the coronavirus proves it. Look, we are too dependent. I keep telling you guys this. Nobody's listening to me. We're too dependent on China. Whether it's getting our... I don't know. You know, getting antibiotics from them or what? We're too dependent on China. You know, when Trump came into office, he was screaming about the big statements about challenging China's trade, their supremacy, negotiating better terms with them. Jim Acosta, remember him? Right? I mean, he just was talking about how dangerous this was. This was dangerous rhetoric to go ahead and threaten China. But here's the deal. Why is it? Why aren't we dependent upon ourselves for oil, for gas, for chemicals, for precious metals or what have you? If we have to trade with other countries, that's fine too. As long as we're trading with them and it's equal and they're not lording over us. Think about this. One of the most powerful countries on the planet, and we were dependent on other countries for oil that would drive our defense systems. We're dependent on other countries for healthcare products for our people. Anybody home? And what a Pollyanna or idiotic mindset to think that another country wouldn't do anything to our supplies to hurt us. Just crazy. This is a country that's been, you know, beefing up, trying to have more aircraft carriers, more military might. Why do you do that? We've never been aggressive towards China from a military standpoint. They're building islands in the South China Sea, or they built them to claim that those are now their waterways. Now you're infringing on their property if you go through there. Are they serious? And this is what I'm talking, and the left continually wants to give them a pass. Right? Which is amazing. Now, Trump just kept on trumping. Forget them. I don't blame them. They all said, think about something. I said, anybody see the article today about Trump's presidency is over? Have you seen that? And I'm like, oh, boy, you guys, you just don't stop. You keep losing. You keep getting slapped in the head, going, thank you, sir. Can I have another? You never stop. And you keep losing. And Trump has come back from all of this stuff. It's interesting how bad this pandemic got after. And I'm not saying they're tied together. I'm just throwing it out there. Right? After the impeachment fell on its face, after the Democrats saw that they're getting pummeled more and more and more and more and more, they walked away from that. Now they're into this. Now he told us, Trump, that he didn't think the trade deals were fair. Why are we getting beat on these trade deals? And I agree with him. Why do presidents of this country, why is the Congress and the Senate of this country making deals on our behalf where we get screwed? Right? He told us something else a few people already really paid attention to, or even ready to listen to. Trump told us even from the beginning of his 2016 campaign that our dependence on China was reaching dangerous levels. He's so right. It's bad. For decades, America's economy has been sold out to cheap Chinese labor, cheap goods. You know, I mean, look at your iPhone and your iPad. How many of you are willing to pay more money for it? $300, $400, $500 an item. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Now, all China has to do is hold back parts pieces. You're dead. Apple's already said, because of the virus, bullpuckies, but because of the virus, they may not be able to release their products on time. Because they're waiting for development, parts, pieces. They can't go back and forth. What, your webcam is busted? And they have every right to flex. They own the industry. They own our film industry. They own our manufacturing industry. They actually own much of our debt. If we had a spine, China owes us billions of dollars in debt that we haven't technically forgiven, but we have. Debt from, I think it was back in World War II or World War, you know, just way back when. When certain NBA personalities became vocal about the oppression of Hong Kong, China stomped the feet and the NBA folded like a cheap suit. Why are we so afraid of China? Because they have a lot of power over us, or had. They don't under Trump. You know, when people say, when you hear the left say that Trump is just, oh, God, he's ruined our relationships. No, he hasn't. He's ruined the fact that the other nations have their hand in the wallets of our legislators. Right? When you think about it, look at how many legislators were benefiting from their relationships with China. Their kids were working again. That's just wonderful. Russia, you really think with the tariffs that Trump has put on Russia that they want him to be president again? You have drinking way too much Demo Kool-Aid. So the progressive media, these talking heads, they make the same complaints about Trump over and over again. Yeah, you know what Melania and Ivanka were wearing, the large stadium crowds that gathered to welcome him. They must have paid those people. Right? I mean, think about it. And Melania and Ivanka, they made fun of what they were wearing or complained about how much they were. Those garbage bags that Hillary Clinton was wearing, she was paying $4,000, $5,000, $8,000, $10,000. One outfit was $21,000. Don't be complaining about it then. See, it's so blatant now. They don't even care that they do it. It's just so blatant. You know, Trump spent a large portion of the visit when he went to India, right? Looking at India's supply chain and business environment. I had somebody I was talking to yesterday, he used to do a lot of business with China until recently. And he said, the biggest problem we have is we can't even make the machines that we need to make the machining machines to do manufacturing here again. We have to buy them from China and other places. Think about that. Think about where that puts us. It's not just India. Right? The Asian bloc countries, Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, they want to become trade partners with China too. And China's become so strong, and not just in the world dominance in the global markets, but they're even worse with their own people now. Right? Ripping down churches, putting people in jail for really, truly practicing their religious beliefs. I don't know. When are we going to smarten up? When are we going to say it's okay? Now, some of us on the right already know this. Some in the middle aren't so sure. And some on the left just think he's a flaming buffoon because they're all mad at us. Like when you were married to your parents because they wouldn't let you go out all night or spend the night at your boyfriend's house or something, right? I mean, you're mad at them. So, I mean, in these days, when you look at what's going on, right, Hollywood isn't just making movies for you anymore. They're making them for China. The problem with that is that Chinese audiences aren't very sophisticated in their tastes. Don't forget that their gorgeous and diverse culture was basically outlawed and cut off the roots during the Communist Revolution. When you look at the Chinese and the Japanese, I mean, I'm not making fun of them, but they're usually two or three fashion cycles behind us, but they love us. They love what we wear. Timmy and I have a joke. I love watching the Asian version of the QVC. They're so animated. They're so happy looking. I don't even know what they have on the table. I can't understand a word they're saying, but I'm willing to buy it. I just don't have any yen to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? But they they've got it going on. They really do. And they're dressed like we used to dress. Their mannerisms are like what our mannerisms were like. Imagine if our international box office numbers depended more on an Indian market than a Chinese market. India's culture had challenges, but their culture has never been deliberately burned from public memory like the Chinese communists did. I mean, I haven't really thought about it or studied much about China and Japan and so on. But when I read short stories about their ancient history, they have lost so much of that. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me to speak more about the coronavirus.